Hallelujah. Greetings to all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 跟各位弟兄姐妹问安.
As we all know, due to the pandemic situation is worsening in British Columbia.
相信大家都听到消息, 因为疫情加重.
So once again, we all have to be worshiping in our house through online tonight and for the next 2 weeks at least.
所以被施省政府下定 决定说大家都要在家聚会，不能到现场聚会。
We thank God we can still worship God online together in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神，我们还是可以在线上参加聚会。
Tonight, I would like to share with you a topic, breaking through the blind spot in our faith.
今天晚上跟大家一同学习的主题是突破信仰的盲点。
What is blind spot?
什么是盲点呢?
Blind spot is the place where we cannot see clearly with our eyes.
盲点就是我们在视野里面有一点看不清楚的地方。Especially
when we learn how to drive, we were told that we have blind spot.
尤其是我们刚开始学习怎么开车的时候，教练都会跟我们说，我们视野里有一个盲点。In
order to cover the blind spot, we have to do shoulder check every time we change lanes.
为了看清楚盲点里的东西，所以我们每一次换道都要转头去看清楚。And
why our eyes have blind spot?
为什么我们的眼睛会有盲点呢?
Because God created our eyes is like that.
因为神创造我们的眼睛就是这样。
If you look at our eyes, how it functions.
如果我们看看我们眼睛的解剖图,
we can see because our eyes, the retina, can detect light.
我们看视网膜上面有很多感光细胞。
That's why, just like the camera, the light sensor.
就像照相机里面有很多感光的底片一样。And
our retina are the light sensor.
我们的视网膜就是感光的部分。But
there's an opening in the retina that the nerve have to, and the blood vessel have to go through to connect to the brain.
但是视网膜上面有一点是视神经要进去头脑的地方。And
on that spot, exactly on that spot, that there's no retina.
在那个地方上面没有感光细胞。
That's why on that spot it cannot detect any light.
所以在那一点我们看不见任何的东西。
So it result in a break in the visual field long at the blind spot.
所以我们视野里面其实是有一点看不见的。
And spiritually speaking, we also have blind spot.
在属灵上面、信仰上面，我们也是有盲点。
Sometimes we think we know about ourselves.
有时候我们觉得自己很了解自己,
but actually we don't know about ourselves that well.
其实并不是这样子的。
Psychologists they divided the self into four categories.
心理学家把我们自己分成四种样子。
The first one is called the open self.
第一种方式就是开放的自我。
That means other people know about you, you yourself know about yourself.
这就是我们知道自己的部分，别人也清楚。
However, there are other places that actually is blind to us.
其他还有三个部分是我们的盲点。
Maybe other people know it, we don't know it about ourselves.
也许别人看得很清楚，我们自己却不明白。
Maybe other people don't know it, we don't know it, but the problem exists.
也许别人跟我们自己都不知道，但是其实有问题。
So those are called the spiritually blind spots.
这就是属灵上面的盲点。Tonight
we're going to share at least three blind spots can hinder our spiritual growth.
今天晚上跟大家一同学习属灵上的三个盲点。
Because in Apostle Peter's life that he encountered the problem of blind spot.
因为在使徒彼得的生命里，他碰到三个信仰上的盲点。
He thought he see, but actually he didn't.
他以为自己看得很清楚，但是其实不然。The
first one.
第一个。
Peter didn't see God's will clearly.
第一个, 彼得看不清楚神的旨意。
Let's all turn to Matthew chapter 16, verse 21.
我们一起来看马太福音第16章第21节。
Matthew 16, verse 21 to 23.
马太福音16章第21节到第23节。 从此，耶稣只是门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦。 并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。”耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。” Here,
the Bible recorded that Jesus showed his disciples about what is God's will.
这里圣经记载， 主耶稣告诉他的门徒什么才是神的旨意。
It's very clear that God's will is for Jesus. He must go to Jerusalem and suffer a lot from the hands of the priests and the elders and be killed.
神的旨意非常清楚，是让主耶稣去耶路撒冷受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，然后被杀。
But the main point is, on the third day, he will resurrect.
但是重点是，主耶稣被杀之后，三日会复活。
So God's will is very clear.
所以神的旨意非常清楚。
But when Peter heard about it,
但是彼得听到了。
He refused to accept God's will.
他就拒绝接受神的旨意。
He said, "This is not impossible. This is not possible. You cannot do this."
彼得说，千万不可以这样做。
And then, why? Why you think you cannot do this? God's will cannot be like this.
为什么神的旨意是这样子呢？
Because in Peter's mind, that the Messiah, the Savior, have to be glorious.
因为在彼得的心目中，弥赛亚应该是很有荣耀的。
He should be the king.
是来做我们的王的。
And people have to submit to him, and he will have high power.
大家都要膜拜这个弥赛亚，然后弥赛亚有很大的权力。
Nothing bad will happen to Messiah.
绝对不会有这么恐怖的事情发生在弥赛亚身上。
That was Peter's mentality.
这就是彼得心里所想的。
That was in his own mind who is Messiah and what will face him.
彼得心目中的弥赛亚就是这样子。
But you know what? Sometimes what we think is true actually is not true.
有时候我们自己认为的样子其实并不然。
Sometimes we think we understand God's will.
常常我们觉得我们很了解神的旨意。
You know, in order to be a Christian, everything may go smooth.
如果我当了基督徒，所有的事情都应该很顺利。
If God is with me, everything I will do it successfully.
如果神跟我在一起，那我做的事情都会很成功。
You know, if God hears my prayers, I will never suffer anything.
如果神听了我的祷告，那我就不会受到任何的患难。
Right. Every time when I'm sick, I pray, God will hear me.
我生病了，我就祷告，神就会治好我。
Of course, a lot of time it is true.
是的，常常是这样子。
But sometimes God's will is different than our will.
但是有时候神的旨意跟我们心里所要的不一样。
The Bible said, as the heaven is higher than the earth, God's will is higher than our will.
圣经上说，天比地高，所以神的旨意比我们心里所想的更高。
Sometimes we have to go through suffering for God to be glorified.
有时候我们需要经过这些患难，让神的名得荣耀。
Sometimes we have to go through hardship for us to mature.
有时候我们需要经历这些苦难才能成熟。
But sometimes we refuse to see it.
但是我们有时候拒绝接受这些事实。
Even though we hear Jesus tell us about this, the Bible says so.
虽然我们很清楚主耶稣有这么说，圣经上也这么说，
But we refuse to see it.
但是我们就是拒绝看这些。
That is our blind spot.
这就是我们信仰上的盲点。
We try to use our own thinking to understand our faith or the Bible.
我们把我们自己的想法套在圣经上面。
So today we have to do a deep reflection of ourselves.
所以我们今天要好好的、深刻的反省。
We have been believing for Jesus for so long.
我们已经信主这么久了。
What are you still thinking? What are you still asking God?
我们的想法是怎么样？我们跟神求的是什么呢？
If God tell you you're going to suffer, do you say no?
如果神告诉我们我们要受苦难，我们会说不要吗？
If God tell you to go this way, do you say no? This is not the way I think you will do it for me.
如果今天神跟我们说走这边的路，我们会跟神说我不要吗？
Now, why did Peter refuse?
为什么彼得拒绝呢？
Jesus already pointed out what was his problem.
主耶稣这里就指出很清楚的彼得的问题是什么。
Verse 23, Jesus told him.
第23节这里说，
You do not submit to the will of the Father, but only submit to your own will.
主耶稣对彼得说，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
I first. That's the problem of I first.
我们常常都把我们自己摆在第一位。
I think today,Everybody thinking about himself first, right?
今天我们常常都是自己先想到自己。
And that's why we have so many problems surrounding ourselves.
所以才会有这么多的问题。
Husband and wife, marital problem.
夫妻之间婚姻的问题。
Because we don't want to listen to others.
因为我们不想听对方要说什么。
We don't want to listen to your spouse. You want to say, I think, I want, I like.
我们不想听听配偶到底有什么想法，总是只想到我们自己。
Right? You want to impose your own will to your spouse.
我们把自己的想法加在人家身上。
And of course, your spouse doesn't like it, and he will do the same to you.
那当然，我们的配偶就不喜欢了，他们也反过来对我们做同样的事。
Because you turn a blind spot, you didn't know what God's will is for you.
所以我们就是把神的旨意不顾，然后信仰上的盲点。
God wants you to change it, but you don't know you have to change it.
神要我们改变，我们也不知道我们需要改变。
So tonight, I think we have to do a reflection.
今天我们真的要好好反省。
Do you truly know the Bible?
我们真的知道圣经说什么吗？
Do you truly know the Word?
我们真的知道真理吗？
Do you truly believe?
我们真的相信吗?
Yeah, sometimes we try to figure out.
是的，我们有时候自己一直想办法。
But do not use your own mind to figure things out.
我们不应该用我们自己的头脑想办法。
Whatever told from in the Bible.
圣经里面告诉我们的。
Let's have a humble mindset.
我们要有一个谦虚的态度。
Not to say me first or I want it.
不要老是先想到自己。
Yes, sometimes bear the cross is not easy.
是的，背着十字架不容易。
That's why Jesus told the disciple.
所以主耶稣这边跟门徒说,
Let's read verse 24.
我们来看看16章第24节。
Chapter 16 verse 24.
16章24节, 于是耶稣对门徒说, 若有人要跟从我, 就当舍己, 背起他的十字架来跟从我。
I think these words are not explained very well or mentioned very frequently during the sermon a lot of times.
其实在讲道里面这一节没有常常被提到。
At least we will not do it during the evangelical service.
至少我们在布道会的时候不会讲到。
In the evangelical service, we emphasize you believe in Jesus, you have all the good things, just like all the benefits.
在布道会上，我们总是讲信主有什么的好处。
Yet it is true, it's so good to believe in Jesus.
是的，信主真的很好。But
what must you do to receive all those goodness?
但是我们需要做什么才能得到神来的祝福呢？
Here is the key.
这里就是关键。Jesus
said, if anyone would like to follow me,
主耶稣说，如果有人要跟从我,
let him deny himself.
就当舍己。
Even before you carry your cross, you have to deny yourself.
在我们背起十字架之前，要先舍己。
If you do not deny yourself, there's no way you can carry the cross.
如果我们不舍己，怎么能够背起十字架呢？
If you don't carry the cross, you will not follow the same path Jesus is.
如果我们不背起十字架，我们怎么能跟从主耶稣的道路？
Because Jesus' path is the self-sacrifice, is following the cross.
因为主耶稣的道路就是牺牲自己的道路。
But it all starts with denying ourselves.
这一切就是从舍己开始。
But you know what? Sometimes we're so blind that we don't know about what is our problem.
有时候我们真的眼睛很瞎，看不见自己的问题。
We want to focus on ourselves.
我们永远关注的焦点就是自己。
We think my opinion is the best opinion.
我们觉得自己的意见最重要。My
desire is the most important to be fulfilled.
我想要的东西最重要。And
then my emotion is the world. Everything have to follow it.
我的情绪最重要。But
Jesus tells us you have to deny yourself.
但是主耶稣这里跟我们说，我们要舍己。Now
I look at the dictionary. The word deny yourself actually happened again one more time in Matthew 26:34.
我去查了，其实这个舍己呢，在马太福音第26章34节也有再提到一次。Actually,
it was translated disown because Jesus predicted Peter that you're going to disown me.
其实，这个舍己也可以翻译成舍弃、放弃自己，不认自己，因为
totally not recognized, not
完全不认识。
Wow, that is a very new concept.
这是一个非常新的观念。
If you want to believe in Jesus,
如果我们要来信耶稣,
you have to throw away yourself, your old self.
我们要把我们自己的旧我丢掉。
You have to disown your old self.
我们要舍弃不认自己。
Now, what is yourself?
我们自己是什么呢?
At least consists of three parts.
我们这个自己有三个部分。
First of all, my opinion or my will.
第一就是己意。
Just like Peter.
就像彼得这里。
His will is Jesus cannot go to cross.
彼得说主耶稣不能上十字架。
Because it's not glorifying.
因为这样没有荣耀。
This is his will.
这是彼得自己的观念。
But God's will is you must suffer to be glorified.
但是神说你要受苦难才会得荣耀。
Now, not a Peter come to believe in Jesus. A lot of people come to believe in Jesus.
很多人来信耶稣,
but they only want Jesus to help them.
他们只想要神帮助他们。
They only want to pray and then their sickness get healed.
他们想要来祷告, 生病就好了。
Or they God bless them whatever they do.
或者是神赐很多的恩典。
But they don't want to throw away their own thinking.
但是这些人不想要舍己除去己意。
Actually, what God wants us to do is when you come to believe in him, not get to know him, you have to throw away your own thinking.
但是神要我们做的是越认识他就要越除去自己。
If you don't throw away your old thinking,
如果我们不把自己的想法丢掉,
if you don't take in the new thinking from Christ,
如果我们不把基督的想法接近我们心里,
even though you receive a lot of grace from him, it's not going to do any good to you.
即使我们得到神来的很多恩典, 也不会对我们有什么造就。
Sooner or later, you'll fall back.
我们很快就会退步。
Look at the people of Israel.
我们来看看以色列人,
what kind of grace, miracles they have witnessed during the path or in the wilderness.
我们看看他们在旷野里得了神多少的恩典,
but their thinking never changed.
但是他们的想法始终不改变,
even though they receive grace every single day.
虽然他们每天都得到神来的恩典,
but eventually they all die in the wilderness.
但是最后他们全部死在旷野里。
So brother and sister, is there any part of the thinking in your heart that is not according to God's truth?
所以我们心里有什么不遵从神教训的呢?
You have to remove it.
我们要把它移除。
Secondly, what is our self consist of?
另外，第二就是我们这个自己还有什么呢?
Our own desire.
就是我们自己的欲望。
Our own lust.
我们自己的欲望。
Yeah, there's nothing wrong to have desires.
是的，有欲望没有什么不好。
God created our body, we have different kind of desires.
神创造我们这个身体，我们有各样的欲望。
However, if the desire is beyond what God can permit.
但是如果我们这个欲望已经超出神的规范,
like if you want to eat, it's nothing wrong.
像我们想吃东西, 这没有什么问题。
But you eat too much, you harm your body.
但是我们如果一直吃不知道节制, 伤了身体。
Or Adam and Eve, they want to eat, but they want to eat from forbidden fruit.
或者是亚当跟夏娃, 他们想要吃, 还想要吃那个善恶果。
There are some desire in your body which is forbidden.
我们身体里面有一些欲望是神不允许的,
whether it's food or sex or drinking or whatever,
不管是食物、性欲还是喝酒,
we have to control it.
我们需要控制这些欲望,
you have to throw it away.
我们要把这些欲望弃绝了。
You cannot tell God, you know, I'm born with this because I like it.
我们不能跟神说我生下来就这样。
God will not let you born with evil desires.
神不会让我们生下来就有这些邪恶的欲望。
If there's evil desire, it's because the devil and the environment try to trigger us and also tempt us.
其实这些邪恶的欲望是从魔鬼来的。
So we have to control it.
所以我们要控制他们。
To throw it away.
把他们弃绝了。
If you don't deny it, you cannot follow Jesus.
如果我们不舍弃这些欲望, 我们没有办法跟从主耶稣。
The third part of the self which consists of is our emotion.
第三个自我, 就是我们的情绪。
Of course, everybody have emotion.
是的, 大家一定都有情绪。
Sometimes you feel happy, sometimes you feel sad.
有时候我们觉得开心, 有时候觉得伤心。
Sometimes you feel angry or frustrated.
有时候觉得生气。
Sometimes the thing that happened to us that we don't like, we'll feel angry.
有时候我们碰上不喜欢的事情，我们就会生气，
or feel disappointed，
或者是觉得很失望。
But you cannot let your emotion to direct your thinking and your action.
但是我们不能让情绪控制了我们的行为。
Some people when they are angry, they drive really fast.
有时候有的人很生气，他就开车开得很快。
Some people when they are very frustrated, they drink a lot of alcohol, they use drugs.
有时候生活过得不如意，就去喝酒或者是吸毒。
Some people are frustrated and they will curse and they swear.
或者是生活不如意就骂脏话,
or they even fight or kill people.
或者是出去找人打架, 或者是杀人,
because they're controlled by the emotion.
因为他们被自己的情绪控制了。
Jesus said we have to come to him and follow him first. We have to throw away the bad emotion.
主耶稣说我们跟从他之前, 我们先把这些情绪除掉。
We have to let it, put it aside.
我们要把这些情绪放到一边。
Yes, I'm angry.
是的，我很生气。
But what God want me to do now?
但是神现在要我做什么？
Yeah, I'm very disappointed.
是的，我很失望。
But does God want me to give up or want me to continue?
神是要我放弃还是继续往前呢？
You know, a lot of people say, you know, I don't feel like doing it or I feel like doing it.
很多人今天会说我就是不想做或是我就是想做。
Actually, what we feel is not that important.
其实你想或是不想不太重要。
Jesus also doesn't feel like doing the cross.
主耶稣也不想要上十字架。
Because it was too painful for him.
因为这实在是太大的痛苦了。
He didn't want it.
他不想要。
But if the Heavenly Father wanted him to do it, he have to do it.
但是天上的神要他去，他就去。
So sometimes I look at this. This is the lesson for our whole life.
有时候我常常看这里，这就是我们一辈子都要学习的功课。
To deny ourselves is not easy.
舍弃我们自己是不容易做到的。
Because the self is the biggest part inside.
因为这个自我就是我们里面最大的一部分。
But if our eyes are blind, spiritual eyes are blind.
但是如果我们的属灵的眼睛是瞎了呢？
Blind by what?
被什么蒙瞎了？
Blind by the self. The self is too big.
就是我们这个自我太大了，所以属灵的眼睛瞎了。
When the self is too big, God is very small.
因为我们心里这个自我太大，那神就是占了很小的一部分。
So believe in so long, there's no change.
所以我们信主这么久，还是没有改变。So
we have to ask God to clear our blind spot.
所以我们要求神来把我们的盲点移除。
We have to see God's will, what God wants us to change.
我们要看清楚神的旨意，神要我们改变哪里。
What is really God's will and not my will?
什么是神真的旨意，不是我们自己的旨意的想法。
Secondly,
第二点,
the blind spot is when we do not see our own weakness.
第二点是我们看不清楚自己的弱点。
Just like this picture, I like it so much.
看看这个图片，我非常喜欢。
This guy, right? He thought he was very strong.
这个人觉得自己很强壮。
He's at the back is now too strong arm.
看他后面画着两只肌肉很大的手。
He was very skinny. He's not even strong.
其实他瘦瘦的，根本没有肌肉。Of
course, this is only a picture.
这只是一个图片。
But sometimes spiritually we have blind spots.
但是其实常常我们在属灵上有很大的盲点。
We thought we are strong, but actually we are not.
我们觉得我们自己信心很好，其实没有。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22.
我们来看路加福音第22章。
Verse 31 to 32.
第31节到32节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 32.
路加福音22章31到32节。主又说：西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们，像筛麦子一样。 但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。Jesus
told Peter here something will happen to you.
这里主跟彼得说，有一件事要发生了。
Because Jesus is God, He knows what's going to happen in the future.
因为主耶稣是神，他知道未来要发生什么事。Simon,
Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat.
主耶稣这里说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好像筛麦子一样。”
In the people in the past, how did people sift the wheat?
以前古时候人大家怎么样筛麦子呢？
The use of a fog and then use and throw all the wheat up and then make it mix and then collide each other.
就是他们用麦叉把麦子挑起来，往空中丢。
And then there's a filter, you know, doing all the sifting together.
然后还拿筛子出来筛。
The wheat, which is heavier, will remain coming back down.
那麦子因为比较重，所以就会往下掉。
But the outside the coat or the outside the area, 那个, and will be blown away.
那麦糠因为比较轻，所以就会被风吹走。
So Jesus said the devil is doing exactly this to his disciple.
主耶稣这里说，撒旦就是要这么对你们。
He wanted to test the disciple. He wanted to tempt them so that many of them during this process may be blown away.
撒旦就像筛麦子一样来考验我们，引诱我们。所以在这个过程中，很多人就会被吹走了。Jesus
already see Peter's weakness.
主耶稣已经看见彼得的弱点了。Peter
will be afraid, will be frightened.
彼得会很惊恐。And
then he will disown Jesus.
他还会动摇，还会不认耶稣。But
Jesus promised that I have prayed for you.
主耶稣说：“彼得，我已经为你祈求了。”Your
faith shall not fail.
让你不至于失了信心。
When I read this, I'm very comforted.
我看到这里，我就心里觉得很安慰。
Jesus knows our weaknesses.
主耶稣知道我们的弱点。
Sometimes we don't know our weaknesses.
有时候我们根本不知道我们自己的弱点。
But Jesus already knew it.
但是主耶稣很清楚。
You know, there's a spiritual realm that we didn't see.
有一个属灵的世界我们是看不见的。
Of course, when nothing happened, our faith seems very strong.
当然，我们生活过得很顺利的时候，信心看起来都很好。But
sometimes things may just change.
有时候事情就这么发生。We
may lose everything.
我们可能一瞬间失去了所有。We
may lose health.
我们可能会失去健康。We
may be persecuted.
或者是我们受到逼迫。At
a time, our faith may not be that strong.
那时候我们就知道我们的信心其实不是那么好。Because
devil is attacking us.
因为撒旦来攻击我们了。But
Jesus is bigger than Satan.
但是主耶稣比撒旦大。When
Jesus prayed for us, we'll overcome.
当他替我们祷告的时候，我们就能够克服这些困难。
Why did Jesus say this to Peter?
为什么主耶稣这么跟彼得说呢？
Is to warn him.
是警告他。
You know what? Bad things going to happen. You've got to be prepared.
主耶稣说，有坏事要发生了，你要准备好。
You will not fail, but you have to be careful and come back quick.
你不会失了信心，但是你要赶快回头。
Now, this is what Jesus saw.
这是主耶稣看到的。
But what did Peter see?
但是彼得是看到什么呢？
Peter was very self-confident.
彼得其实对自己太自信了。
Well, let's read verse 33.
我们来看第33节。
Verse 33.
彼得说：“主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死，也是甘心。”Peter
didn't see what Jesus saw.
彼得没有看见主耶稣看的。Peter
saw a very weak. Jesus saw a very weak Peter.
主耶稣看见一个很软弱的彼得。But
Peter saw a very strong himself.
彼得看自己却是非常强壮。
Wow, it's different. There are differences.
他们两个看到的是不一样的。
Now, what is the difference?
有什么不一样呢?
Peter saw only the superficial level of himself.
彼得只看到自己的表面。
Yeah, at that moment, emotionally speaking, he is very strong.
在那时候，他的情绪是没错，是很坚强的。
He want to follow Jesus to death.
他心里要跟着主耶稣去一同受死。
He want to follow Jesus to the prison.
他愿意跟主耶稣下监牢。
Because he hasn't seen the prison, he hasn't seen the cross yet.
因为他没看过监牢里面，也没看过十字架。
By imagination, he said, "Yeah, I can do it, no problem."
他自己想着自己没问题。
Sometimes we are doing the same thing.
有时候我们也是犯这种错误。
Sometimes we look at other people. Why other people are so weak?
我们看别人怎么这么软弱啊？
Why complain to God?
为什么老是在抱怨呢？
Why didn't have faith?
为什么这么没信心？
Right? Sometimes we can say very easily.
我们讲出来都很容易。
But sometimes when we ourselves are tested.
当我们下到这同样的处境。
When we are lying on a hospital bed.
我们躺在医院的病床上。
Or in the very same situation.
进到同样的环境里。
Maybe all our faith will just suddenly disappear.
那我们的信心可能就消失了。
Sometimes maybe we don't even have faith. To pray.
有时候可能我们信心软弱到根本没办法祷告。
Because we are so sad.
因为我们实在是太伤心了。
We are so depressed.
我们太忧郁了。
However, Peter, he overestimated himself.
但是彼得自己真是高估了自己。
So that's why Jesus told him.
所以主耶稣这么跟他说。
Let's read 34.
我们来看第34节。 耶稣说，彼得，我告诉你， 今天今日鸡还没叫， 你要三次说不认得我。
Told Peter that before the rooster crow tonight, you disown me three times.
主耶稣跟彼得说，鸡叫之前，你就要三次不认我。
Not only one time.
不是只有一次。
We know that disown Jesus is very serious.
我们知道不认耶稣是一个非常严重的事情。
Jesus before have warned the disciple. Jesus has warned the disciple before.
主耶稣以前就跟门徒警告过了。
If you disown me in front of others, then I'll disown you when in front of Heavenly Father.
如果你们在别人面前不认我，那我在天父面前也不认你们。
So if Jesus Peter disowned Jesus is a very serious offense.
所以彼得如果不认耶稣，这是一个很严重的罪。
However, not only one time, he will do it three times.
但是主耶稣说，彼得你不只要一次不认我，还要三次。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思?
Peter actually he was very weak, but he didn't see this is coming.
就是代表彼得其实非常软弱，但是彼得自己看不见。
Now, brother and sister, do we have the same blind spot?
大家，我们来想一想，我们是不是有同样的盲点呢？
Sometimes we come to church like a couple times a week.
有时候我们一个礼拜来教会两三次。
We have listened to so many sermons.
我们听了很多的道理。
Sometimes we even do holy work.
我们也做圣工。
Sometimes we think, I'm pretty good, even though we won't say it, but deep in our hearts, we think so.
有时候我们自己心里觉得很得意，我还不错嘛。
At least compared to those who doesn't come to church, I'm better.
跟那些都不来教会聚会的人比起来，我挺好的。
Compared to those who didn't attend seminar, I know the Bible more.
跟那些不来参加圣经讲习会的，我比他们棒多了。
Oh, I pray a couple times a day.
我一天祷告两三次。
Oh, you know much? I will not make the same mistake of that person.
我绝对不会犯跟他一样的错。
You know, I will keep myself.
我会把我自己保持得很好。
But the Bible tells us through this example, we have blind spots. Sometimes we are not as strong as we think we are.
但是圣经这里就告诉我们，我们其实不是像我们想象的这么强大。
Oh, there was a brother long time ago.
以前有一个弟兄。
He has very strong faith.
他有很好的信心。
When he's very, very strong.
他的信心很好。
And then he boasted.
然后他就夸耀,
you know, how can some people commit sin against God? I cannot understand.
他就大声地说, 这些人怎么能够犯罪得罪神呢? 我绝对不会这样。
Because some brother committed sexual sin, right? Some commit fornication or adultery.
因为他看见有其他的弟兄犯奸淫。
He said, I'll never sin against God that way.
那这个弟兄就说, 我绝对不会这样得罪神。
Other people tell him, don't boast, don't say you never, right?
其他人跟他说, 哦, 你绝对不要说永远不会。
He said, no, I'll never do this kind of things.
他说我绝对不会的。
But after some years,
但是几年过去了,
environment changed. He was put in a very tempting situation.
环境改变, 他进入试探里面。
He was so weak at that point.
他那时候非常软弱。
He committed adultery.
他也犯了奸淫。
And then he was very sad.
然后他的心里非常忧伤。
He was thinking, oh, I was boasting. I would never do certain things. Actually, and I did it.
他心里就对自己说，我以前夸口说我绝对不会做的，现在居然做了。
So human beings are so weak, we cannot boast in ourselves.
其实我们人就是非常的软弱。
Never trust ourselves.
我们千万不要相信自己。
Never boast ourselves.
我们也不要自夸。
We can only rely on the mercy of our Lord Jesus.
我们只能靠主耶稣的恩典。
So that's why there's a saying, right? Never say never.
所以就有一句话这么说，绝对不要说绝不。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12.
我们来看, 哥林多前书, 第十章, 第十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12.
哥林多前书, 十章, 十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12.
十二节, 你们所遇见的试探, 无非是人所能受的。 神是信实的, 必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。 在受试探的时候, 总要给你们开一条出路, 叫你们能忍受得住。
Verse 12.
Oh, sorry. 第十二节, 所以自己以为站立得稳的, 需要谨慎, 免得跌倒。
Here it says, who shall be more careful?
这里说谁要小心呢?
Those who thinks he can stand firm.
就是自己认为自己站得很稳的。
He shall be more careful.
他需要比别人更谨慎。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he's too confident.
因为他太有自信了。
My faith is so strong, I will not be tempted.
我的信心很好，所以我不会受到试炼。
I can go inside the temptation, but nothing can affect me.
即使受到试炼也不会被影响。
I can see these things, but they will not affect me.
我能看这些事情，但是他们不会对我有影响。
Well, if you think you are too strong, be very careful.
如果我们自己觉得自己站得很稳，那我们要特别小心了。
Just like some people, why are they drowned?
就像我们看，为什么会有人溺水呢？
Because they think that they are good swimmers.
因为这些人认为自己是游泳游得很好。There's
a signboard here say don't go to the water.
明明水旁边写说不能下水游泳。
There are hidden currents.
那下面有暗流。
Oh, the wave is too strong today.
或者是海浪非常大。You
know, for those of us doesn't know how to swim, we'll never go inside, right?
那我们不懂游泳的旱鸭子，我们绝对不会下去。Oh,
you do not swim that well, you think no, I should avoid this kind of situation.
或者是我们觉得我们游泳的技术不是特别好，我们也不会下去。
Some people say, I'm a good swimmer.
有些人觉得我是游泳健将。
I'm experienced.
我非常有经验。
This kind of thing will not hinder me.
哦，这些是小问题，不会对我有影响。
And then you jump inside.
然后就跳下去了。
The next minute something happened, you just die.
然后接下来一秒钟就是溺水死亡。
So, brother and sister, we are living in the end time right now.
所以各位兄弟姐妹，我们已经在末世了。
The devil is working so hard. 24 hours a day to try to tempt us, to try to draw away us from God.
魔鬼正在努力工作，一整天都不休息，为的就是要让我们远离神。
That's why there are so many lost sheep.
所以很多的羊迷失了。
Especially so many young people are lost.
所以我们看到很多的年轻人都迷失了。
Some young people, they are so confident that, oh, nothing will happen to me, I'll never leave God, I'll never leave the church.
很多年轻人自己很有自信，我绝对不会离开神，我也不会离开教会。
You know, we used to tell the young people, right, don't marry unbelievers, don't marry Gentiles.
我们常常跟年轻人说不要嫁娶主外的。
Because you will lose your faith.
为什么呢? 就是因为我们会失去信仰。
They don't agree, some of them don't agree.
很多都不同意。
I know so and so they are married, outsiders. They also bring their spouse to Christ.
哦，你看那个那位跟那位都是嫁娶主外的，然后他们的另一半也来信主了。
I have strong faith.
我有很好的信心。
I can even bring my spouse to Jesus.
我可以把我的配偶带来教会。
They're so confident.
都非常有自信。
Okay, after a while, what happened?
好，然后结婚过一阵子呢。
One by one, they all gone.
一个接着一个都失去了。
They didn't bring the spouse to Christ, but they were carried away.
没有把配偶带来教会，反而是被带走了。
So do not think you are that strong.
所以我们不要觉得自己很坚强。
We should be very careful.
我们要非常小心。
We can only ask for God's mercy every day.
我们只能求神怜悯我们。
Oh God, please do not let me face the temptation more than I can bear.
神啊，求你不要让我面对我不能承受的试探。
If I'm ever in a temptation, please provide me an escape route, just like in verse 13 here says.
要像十三节这里说，如果我受试探的时候，请帮我开一条出路。
Give me an exit so I can escape.
让我有一条出路，能够逃离这个试探。
Don't let me into temptation.
不要把我带进去试探里面。
That is very important.
这是非常重要的。
The third point.
第三点,
the blind spot is we only focus on other people's, but do not focus on ourselves.
第三个盲点就是我们只看到别人，但是看不见我们自己。
We are social animals.
我们都是社交动物。
We really care what other people think about us.
我们很在意别人怎么看我们。
That's why we try to dress or look cool and then just like the same as everybody else.
这就是为什么我们想要打扮，想要看起来很酷。
Well, and then at the same time, we also try to look at others to find the clues of what to do next.
但是我们常常也是看别人想要看看接下来要怎么样。
If everybody go in that direction, usually you go to the direction.
如果大家都是朝那个方向，那我们也会朝那个方向去。
You don't want to do something that other people are not doing usually.
我们不会做很多出格的事情。
However, sometimes that could be our blind spot.
但是常常这样子就变成我们的盲点。We
focus on too much on other people.
我们看别人关注别人太多了。Let's
turn to John chapter 21.
我们来看约翰福音第21章。
John chapter 21 verse 18 to 19.
约翰福音21章第18到19节。18节。 我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，但你倒不愿意去的地方。19。19节，耶稣说这话，是指着彼得要怎样死。荣耀神说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”Here
Jesus appeared to the disciple before he ascended to heaven.
主耶稣升天的时候显现给门徒看。And
he told Peter.
然后他跟彼得说,
you know, when you were young, you will go everywhere you want, you wish.
你年轻的时候想去哪里就去哪里,
because you are not bound, nobody can control you.
因为没有人约束你。
However, when you are old, you will stretch out your hand and people will greet you and then carry to where you do not wish to go.
但是年老的时候你要伸出手来, 别人会把你绑起来, 带你去不愿意去的地方。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思?
Peter will face persecution.
就是说彼得会遭遇逼迫。
Because he's the leader of the church.
因为他是教会的头。
If the government want to punish the church or persecute the church, he will persecute the leaders.
因为如果政府要来逼迫教会, 那他就是先逼迫彼得。
So Jesus already foretold what is going to happen to him.
主耶稣这里已经预言告诉彼得了。
About how Peter will die to glorify God.
主耶稣这里预言彼得的死让神得荣耀。
Actually, Jesus is following the path of, I mean, Peter is following the path of Jesus.
其实我们看到彼得就是跟从了主耶稣所走的路。
So deny himself, carry the cross, and follow Jesus.
彼得就是舍己，然后背上十字架，然后跟从耶稣。
Now, then what did Peter reply?
那这里彼得怎么回答呢？
Verse 20.
第20节说。
Verse 20. Please read.
第20节，彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣胸膛说：“主啊，卖你的是谁？”那个门徒。Verse
21.
21节，彼得看见他，就问耶稣说：“主啊，这人将来如何？”Now
Peter is very interesting. Interesting, right? He turned around, look at the beloved disciple of Jesus.
我们来看彼得的反应，其实很有趣。 他转过身来看那个耶稣所爱的门徒。In
the Gospel of John, recorded as one disciple called the beloved disciple, very special.
约翰福音里面提到一个耶稣所爱的门徒。Very
close to Jesus.
跟耶稣非常亲近。Always
try to understand Jesus and follow Jesus.
一直跟着耶稣，想要知道耶稣在想什么。And
probably he is John, God, Apostle John.
其实这就是使徒约翰。However,
he didn't want to identify himself.
但是这里不想要讲出他自己就是约翰。Now,
when Peter was told by Jesus that you'll die for me, right, you'll be bound.
那主耶稣刚刚跟彼得说，你会被人家绑了，然后还会因为我的缘故死了。And
Peter turned around and asked Jesus, what about him? What about him? What happened to him?
那彼得就转过来指指约翰说，那他呢？
I think this happened to us.
那我们也常常这样。
If your parent tell you to do something.
如果我们父母跟我们说去做什么,
right. Hey, get this done.
我们有时候父母会说做这个。
And then if you have sibling, right, you turn around. What about him? Why don't you tell him to do it?
那如果我们有兄弟姐妹, 我们就会转过来问爸爸妈妈说, 那他呢? 他要做什么?
Oh, when your boss tell you to do something.
或者是我们老板叫我们做什么?
In your heart, you say, why don't you ask him and ask me?
那我们心里常常会想, 为什么不叫我同事要叫我嘞?
Well, we try to focus on other people.
我们常常焦点都是关注别人。
Oh, what about other people?
那其他人怎样?
Is he doing the same thing that I'm doing?
那他有跟我做同样的事吗?
What kind of salary does he receive? If we are doing the same job, are we paying the same?
如果都是做同样的工作, 那我同事是领多少薪水呢?
And then maybe, wow, he has a comfortable job. I have a hard job.
哦，他，你看他过得多么的舒适，我在这边劳苦。No,
sometimes we have this weakness. We focus on other people.
其实我们都有这个弱点，都是关注别人。And
that is our blind spot.
这就是我们的盲点。What
did Jesus tell Peter?
这里主耶稣跟彼得说。Verse
22.
第22节，耶稣对他说：“我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你跟从我吧。”23. 第23节，于是这话传在弟兄中间，说那门徒不死。其实耶稣不是说他不死，乃是说我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？When
Peter asked Jesus, "What about him?"
那彼得就问主耶稣说：“那这个人要怎么样？”
Basically, what Jesus said is, it is none of your business.
主耶稣说不干你的事。
Right? Jesus said, if I wanted him to wait for me until I come, what to you?
主耶稣说如果我要等到他，要他等到我再来, 那跟你有什么关系呢?
If I even want him to live so long that until I come, what is it to you? There's nothing to do with you.
如果我要让他一直活着, 等到我再来, 那也跟你没有关系。
It is none of your business.
不干你的任何事情。
Sometimes we focus on other people's business.
有时候我们真的是太关注在别人身上了。Oh,
he didn't come to church.
管别人在做什么，不来聚会。
You know, I come so many times, he didn't come. I'm better than him.
我每个礼拜来这么多次，他都不来，我比他好。Oh,
I have done so much work for Jesus. Why he didn't do anything?
我替主耶稣做这么多圣工，他什么都没做。Oh,
sometimes we focus on other people.
我们就是只会关注别人。You
know, when you focusing on other people, what will happen?
那我们关注别人会怎么样呢?
If you think you are better than a person, you'll become proud.
如果我们认为我们比别人好, 那我们就会骄傲。
Or you think that you're so righteous, you're better.
或者是我们自己很自义, 那我们就是觉得我们自己比别人更好。
Or when sometimes other people doesn't do the things you do, you feel very frustrated.
或者是别人不跟我们做一样的事, 不同意我们的想法, 那我们就觉得很生气。
Or why? I do so much, he didn't do anything.
我做这么多，他什么都没做。
It's not fair, right?
这样真的很不公平。
I'm scheduled like 5 times in a month, and he doesn't do anything. He can do it, but why you say no?
安排表上我被排了5次，那他什么都没做。
Wow, Jesus said, this is not your business.
主耶稣说，这与你何干？
Other people, whatever they are facing, is not your business.
主耶稣说，不管别人面对什么，这都跟你没有关系。
Don't be blind by what other people will do or will result. We face the result.
我们眼睛不要被别人在做什么。
Focus on yourself.
我们不要被别人在做什么弄瞎了，我们应该注意自己。
Are you following Jesus?
我们有紧紧的跟随主耶稣吗?
Or are you following other people?
还是我们跟着别人?
Even if what other people they left, they go somewhere else.
如果别人离开了主去别的地方,
will you see, oh, other people are leaving. Okay, maybe I should go with them.
那我们看到别人离开了，我们是不是也要跟着呢?
You know, this pandemic really is a testing time for our faith.
这个疫情真的是对我们信仰的大考验。
As we enter the second wave, now everything back to like in the March again.
现在我们疫情的第二波，我们好像又回到3月的时候。
We are close to a lockdown almost.
我们已经非常接近那时候封城的状态了。
Nobody will know what you're doing at home.
别人也不知道你在家里做什么。
Whether you turn on the channel to observe the Sabbath or on time with your reverent heart.
你在家里有没有在线上守安息？
Nobody will, except your family, of course. No other people will know.
除了你的家人, 别人也不会知道。
When you're sitting in a chapel, everybody look at each other, right? Oh, you come, or you're late, or you didn't dress up, or this and that.
如果我们是来教会守安息, 那别人会知道我们有没有迟到, 还是我们穿什么衣服, 或者是我们有没有来。
Usually when you are in the chapel, when everybody is looking, we all behave better.
如果我们有来教会聚会, 别人看着我们, 我们通常表现比较好。
Because we want to show that, oh, other people are looking at me.
因为我们知道别人在看着,
they will do the same thing.
别人也会照我们这样做。
But now everything back to online, everything back to our house.
现在大家都回到自己家里在线上。
Or every day now you have so much time.
现在我们一天有很多的时间。
Because we cannot go out to social shopping or do a lot of activities.
因为我们不能出去做很多的活动或跟朋友聚集。
We have so much time left.
我们有很多多出来的时间。
What are you going to do to make yourself follow Jesus more closely?
那我们要怎么做才能让自己跟紧主耶稣呢?
You don't have to ask what other people are doing right now.
我们不需要管别人到底在做什么。
Because this pandemic is the ultimate test to your own faith.
因为这个疫情是对我们自己信仰的考验。
What do you put the first and top priority in your life?
我们生活的优先顺序到底是什么?
What is most important to you?
最重要的是什么?
This pandemic already tested you.
这个疫情已经开始考验我们了。
Now we have to look at what Lord Jesus said.
我们要来看看主耶稣说什么。
Jesus said, "You follow me."
主耶稣跟彼得说，你跟从我。
Even if you have to lay down your life, you have to follow me.
即使你要放下你的生命，你也要跟从我。
This is not easy.
这个不容易。
But if our eyes are already open.
如果我们眼睛已经开了，
we have seen what Jesus offered and promised us already.
我们已经看到主耶稣帮我们准备的。
Then the world is very blurry, is fading in the background.
那这个世界对我们来说就不再重要了。
You see Jesus, you follow Jesus.
我们的焦点是在主耶稣上，我们会跟紧他。
So tonight we talk about three blind spots spiritually.
今天我们晚上讲了三个属灵的盲点。
The first one.
第一点。
Is your blind spot that you do not see God's will clearly?
第一点是我们有没有看清楚神的旨意呢？
If your self is too big, you will never see God's will.
如果我们这个自我太大，那我们就会看不见神的旨意。
Secondly, the blind spot is our weaknesses.
第二点就是我们的软弱。
We overestimate ourselves.
我们太有自信。
We thought we are strong, but actually we are not that strong.
我们认为我们的信心非常好，其实我们很软弱。
Every day we can only pray for God's mercy to help us.
我们要每一天跟神祷告，求他怜悯我们。
The third blind spot is we focus on others' people.
第三个盲点就是我们只看到别人。Jesus
said, "Other people is not your business."
主耶稣跟我们说，别人的事情与你何干。
Focus on yourself.
我们要看好自己。
Let's all sing him.
我们一起唱诗。
49.
第49首。